The Victorian mayor who just embarrassed the Labor government in the Supreme Court after it unlawfully removed him from office is now going on the offensive. Former Whittlesea Mayor Aidan McClendon, whose suspension was sensationally struck down by the Supreme Court, is rallying fellow councillors across Victoria to resist the Premier's anti-democratic power grab over local government.
Today, we're here to say that obviously something's wrong with Victoria. There's corruptible practices in all levels of government, but particularly we need to now put the spotlight on local councils and how local government is done in Victoria.
I have to say that I don't speak on behalf of Kingston City Council and that these opinions are my own.
The fact that I have to say that is a bit ridiculous. As an elected representative, I'm here today to show my support for Councillor Aidan McClendon, who I believe has been brought through the ringer and been crucified for having his own opinions.
So I was the Mayor of Whittlesea at the time. I got 6 months of unfair dismissal. I challenged it at the time because my policy positions were not in line with the government here in Spring Street. And obviously they did a witch hunt. They spent millions of dollars through four different inquiries to try and get rid of me.
From viewers that weren't watching at the time, you say they targeted you for your because you didn't follow the narrative. What were the issues that they had a problem with?
Absolutely. I mean, out of the 15 allegations, 14 of those were dismissed. They're as ridiculous as I couldn't refer to Indigenous Australians as my brothers and sisters. They said they deemed that insensitive. I said, well, that's what they are. That's what I call them. And because I didn't apologise, they said I was showing no remorse. I asked for the trans flags and the rainbow flags to be taken out of kindies and childcares. Now, why would we want to impose people's different sexualities onto kids as they're still growing? Why do we do this? And this isn't about we love everybody. It's got nothing to do with people's sexuality. It's let the kids be kids, let parents be parents. But unfortunately, what we've seen is a communistic style government encroaching on our daily lives, increasing our taxes, making us our heads just above the water, and now they're trying to take over what we decide is best for our family.
So Aidan says that one of the issues that they had with him that the government ended up dismissing him over was transgender issues. Why would you be backing him?
Well, for me, it's a matter of freedom of speech. Now, Aidan and I have had many disagreements over the years we've known each other. The reality is that people should be free to express their views.
So I've taken the minister to court and it's ruled in my favour. The judge said, yes, it was an unlawful dismissal. This implicates the governor, the premier and two cabinet ministers.
What's come out in the media is that Nick Stakos threatened the mayor of Kingston and threatened the CEO to protect a Labor-aligned councillor. Months later, that's what's happened.
Minister Stakos should have done the right thing and he should have manned up, owned it, and stood down and apologised. He hasn't, so we are now calling on Jacinta Allen, to get the minister to step down.
The fact that you can only have one opinion across many, many different councils within the state, ridiculous. Dan Andrews did us a disservice as councillors, so that way he could have us as his puppet masters.
And we are calling for a full parliamentary inquiry into the Local Government Act of 2020.
Now, the Local Government Act is completely at odds with what the community expects a local councillor to do, which is advocate on their behalf, to represent them. And if you present views which are at odds with the council bureaucracy, whether it be the CEO or the executives, you can be censured, you know. You can find yourself in front of a councillor misconduct panel, and that's not fair.
What you're seeing here is a microcosm of what is going on along local government right across Victoria. And unfortunately, the councillors, they're intimidated, they're bullied, and they're feared to speak their mind. So we go on a platform, but if we dare take that platform into the chamber, if it's not aligned with the Labor Party, then they will literally hunt you down, code of conduct you, vexatious complaint you, and drive you out.
I was pushing back against the socialist left faction of the Labor Party, and that's what happens to my colleagues as well, because we won't conform. We've got a lot of community support. We're destroying them at a local level. But what's happening in our councils, it's just not acceptable. It's toxic and we've got no protections. I've tried to go to the Fair Work Commissioner. I'm not technically classified a worker. And then they've legislated this model code of conduct, which they weaponise, like Aidan described, against us.
We've all had our own stories in that. And we've got councillors right from the east, north, west to say that, you know, something's wrong. And we stand here today on behalf of hundreds of councillors and many mayors who are suffering from the same experience. We're calling for a spotlight on local government and for the Local Government Act to be overhauled.
So you say overhauled, how?
So it needs a parliamentary inquiry initially to see the systemic problems that are wrong with it. There's a disproportionate amount of power given to CEOs. So effectively, we have 79 CEOs operating like mini premiers, many of them close to a premier's wage, who are actually controlling the state. Now, when you're talking about corruptible systems and a systemic problem, you always look at the base of the pyramid. And the base of the pyramid where it's rotting is local government. Because we have had good people put their hand up, go in there on behalf of their communities and get guillotined. Now, this is not democracy in Victoria, and if we want to restore democracy and get it back, we're going to start with the local government minister. He can be dismissed, and the government need to put a torch on it, and I'm sure the Premier is very nervous now because there's discontent growing right across the state who have said, you know what, enough's enough. The way they're treating us, it's unacceptable. We are elected by the people, we have a voice, and we damn well use it.
I'm calling on the resignation of the former local government minister, Nick Stakos, and IBAC, you need to start doing your job.
What would you say to Victorians that think scrap local government completely? Because too often we're seeing them talking about issues like conflicts in the Middle East or trans issues or Indigenous.
Yeah, well, you've got to be careful what you wish for, because all that will do is centralise even more power to the Labor Party. At the moment, we've got mini pseudo governments as well. They're not operating effectively. We're calling for an overhaul to make sure that the parameters are stay in your lane. Roads, rates, rubbish. No federal issues should be, or international issues should be brought into there. And it should be very clear that that's not brought into the local chambers. Keep the footpaths tidy, get the rubbish up, make sure the potholes are filled, the grass is cut, get best bang for your buck for your rates, and that is exactly where they should be.
So maybe we should defund the other way, the politicians instead.
Well, look...
Less Labor.
Look, it's no secret that we're overgoverned. We've got three levels of government, you know, and to some degree the state government shouldn't exist. But unfortunately, because of federation, states only signed on to federation if they kept their powers. So now we've got, you know, so much buck passing, we've got to go back to the drawing board and say, what are the roles and responsibilities of federal, state and local? Let's get on with it. No more buck passing. Let's save the money. But we've seen it. There's billions going down the drain. Local government's a $15 billion industry now. But Spring Street treating like a business, not as local representatives. And we're saying that's it. It's unacceptable. We can't keep rolling like this.
Listen, mate, I'm just trying to get you to say...
defund the politicians. I love
Rebelstore.com.au or scan the QR code. If you enjoyed this report, make sure to like, comment, then share it far and wide. Hold the government accountable. And then, if you like my T-shirt, defund the pollies, head to rebelstore.com.au or scan the QR code on your screen right now. Get yourself one of these or check out all the merch we have. That way you can look as good as me while standing up for something that matters. Yeah, I look good. So what? Stand for something that matters. And most importantly, support your favourite news network all at the same time. Rebelstore.com.au or scan the QR code now.